Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bills lost last night. They've lost their last two. Their defense blows. Their offensive line isn't very good. The Ravens are 1-5, and the Chiefs are 3-3. Do you think the Steelers can contend in the AFC? 412-928-9370. Someone texts in, this was a good hour of sports talk. Winning is much more entertaining. And yes, they can play this year in the AFC. Thank you, first of all. It's fun to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And the AFC isn't great. And it's a week-to-week, month-to-month league, so the picture could change in a month, but we're going to talk about the present. And in the present, I don't think that anybody other than Indy are playing better football than the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. So yeah, they're a contender in the AFC. And they're going to play that one out in a couple of weeks. And you're going to get the Chargers in a couple of weeks. And you get the Packers coming up after the Bengals. Don't lose to the Bengals. Please don't lose the Bengals.
I don't even think that's possible at all. Just for the sheer confidence factor. I think that they just have an insane amount of confidence right now, especially on defense.
Oh, man.
I think they look at everything as a challenge, especially with Jalen Ramsey. I mean, these guys are this back end cannot wait to cover Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. That's the type of makeup they have. It just seems like that to me.
I agree, and I'm scared that I agree.
They can't wait.
They have lost games that they're not supposed to lose forever now, right? And 0-6 against divisional opponents, Thursday night football on the road. We know the stats. I've said the stat a million times. 2-9 under Tomlin in Thursday night road games. But Jalen Ramsey was playing out of his mind. T.J. Watt, Nick Herbig, Alex Highsmith, Cam Hayward, Keanu Benton I thought played well. Derek Harmon's a stud. They can't block those guys. Like all the tangible points to the Steelers winning this game, and on the road to be a 5.5-point favorite, that's a pretty big spread in a division game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.